was the last time you heard and felt seen not as babe, mom, or ma'am, but as you? Before the mountains of piles of laundry and all the endless school car lines and the endless to-do lists, there was a woman of God uniquely called by name, on purpose and for a purpose. If you have ever felt invisible, forgotten, or simply lost in the sauce of chaos, this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, Jada. I'm so happy that you are here with me. And I will tell you, first of all, can I just say thank you for those of you who have been allowing me to take just a little bit of your time each week. The feedback has been absolutely amazing for my soul, because that's what we do. We, you know, fill up so that we can, you know, pour into other people as we continue to overflow. And just your kindness, your direct, like, hey, this is what I like, and, you know, I was kind of off on here, or whatever it is. Like, I really, truly appreciate you for allowing me to have space in your life. So with that, I think that's perfect for this episode. We are talking about when we have felt invisible, right? When we have felt invisible, when we have felt like maybe we've, you know, been forgotten, and not like people don't see you and hear you, but like have forgotten who you are at your core, because now you are living in this abundance of blessings that you prayed for, right? And that you received, but kind of forgetting who you are. Because let's be honest, a lot of times we have started to mask who that person is because we're just living, right? So I wanted to talk about, you know, the power of your name, you know, the power of who you are, the power of being God's chosen, for being called here for a purpose, right? For us to be able to live through our Esther times, for us to be that Proverbs 31 woman, right? We were striving for that, right? She was pretty amazing. But we were all called for a time such as this, whenever this was. And now I am saying, like, let's start creating this time. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's remember who we are. Let's remember our name. And yes, we will still take, hey, wife, boo, babe, mama, whatever. We'll take all of that. Sis, you know, that's one of my favorite ones for people that I feel very connected to. We will take all of those names, but you, your name, the name that was chosen for you by him. It's funny to me how a lot of times we, as, you know, mere mortals, we think we have so much control. We have so much control over life, so much control over choices, but, you know, really and truly, we're kind of predestined for things. And it's even more amazing when we are walking in that path that has been chosen for us. But at any rate, we get up here, we get it a little confused that we've done all these things. But whatever name that you have been given, even if you've decided to change your name, right? That's okay too. But getting back to the power of your name. So real quick, let me throw this scripture at you. Isaiah 43 verse 1 out of the NIV, because that's the one we're just going to try to keep that consistent. But hey, check out all the different versions, because sometimes you may hear things differently, right? So do that. But Isaiah 43 verse 1, it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." So no matter where we get taken off path sometimes, no matter if we're sitting here thinking like we have it all together. Remember whose you are. And I think that when we connect to that, when we go back and we're in alignment with that, it allows us then to really truly live the lives that we really do desire, which always goes back to like, who are you? Who do you want to be, right? Because really and truly those things, like I've shared, I have two girls and a boy. And I remember growing up saying, I want to have two girls and a boy. And we know that when, you know, the desires of our hearts, they were placed there. And a lot of times we have to figure that out, right? And we may say things and it may seem off-putting because I remember my mom saying, hey, girl, you better have them all at one time, right? And so here comes these twins. And just through the miracle of medicine, being able to have my three babies, but then looking back and saying, oh, wow, that I got what I wanted. But clearly that was something that was in my heart. And so I've been able to live with that title of mama, and I love it. And for those of you that, you know, have been blessed to live in that, great. I hope that you are enjoying all the struggles if you're struggling like I am, right? And I hope that you're enjoying all the highs and even learning from the lows, right? Because we don't lose, we learn, okay? But we get to be called mama. We end up getting married. We get to become Mrs. And it's great, but we get so off track. And I think sometimes in that, because we wake up and all of a sudden we're just kind of confused in who we are and whose we are, that then we're just kind of like fumbling. Or maybe we are accepting things that we should not be accepting. Maybe we are conforming and contorting ourselves to fit in whatever this mold is instead of being, you know, free to become who we're supposed to be. And so as we are working together and you're thinking through things, you know, hopefully I'm challenging you a little bit and you're saying, okay, I want to unblock my purpose. I want to, you know what that is. And I want to take steps to get there, but let's start back here. Who are you? And yes, your name. Cause sometimes, you know, your girl here can be a little spicy, and I'm sure that there's been people that have called me everything but the child of God. Yeah, probably some other names, right? And that's fine because everybody is entitled to that. That is not our fight. That is not what we are here to do. We are here to show up in our true, authentic, aligned with Him self. That is what we're supposed to do. And as long as we are living our truths, living in our purpose, walking in our ordered steps, people can think whatever they want to. So we're not going to waste time and energy there. You hear it? You reflect on it. Does it fit? Do you need to change and tweak a few things? Maybe. Is there something there that's blocking your purpose? Maybe. If that is the case, then hey, the shoe fits. We are going to put it on and we're going to strut in a new direction. How about that? But in finding our purpose, we need to know who we are. And that's so much more than all of those titles, because knowing like I am Jada, I was born on New Year's Day. I was the first baby. I was breached, meaning I came running up out of there. It was meant for me to be in that situation. It was meant for me to show up at that time. And I have to realize that, yes, I have made choices. Yes, I have made decisions that maybe weren't the greatest, or maybe they set me up for something else. And that is the beauty of that too, right? To like, yes, okay, we know we are working toward a purpose, but we don't have to know everything, but we have to have faith. We have to have faith that wherever we're going, it is leading us to that. So sometimes we don't like the journey, because if you're like me, hey, my type A sisters out there, hey, it's okay. We can have all of the ideas and all of that, but we have to make sure that we're following, you know, his path for us. So as we're learning and we're growing and we're working toward that purpose, we can't lose who we are at our core. So I have to remember, yes, I am this little firecracker who loves fireworks. I love celebrating birthdays. I love being extroverted and like making people feel good and connecting to them on levels where I can remember something and make sure that they feel seen and that they're heard. That is something that has been a part of me. That's who I am. And so even with getting married and marrying a very introverted person, you know, we went through some times where it was like, well, you can go do that. And I'm like, no, that's probably not going to look right, right? Like, I may want to be at the party, but if you're not there with me, then I'm not going. And I went through some times of like wanting to be what he needed that I kind of lost who I was in the process. So I just had to learn how to communicate, hey, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I need. I understand who you are, but how do we bring this together so that we can coexist and both of us are getting what we need so that we are living in the purpose that we need to? Does that make sense? Please let me know if that makes sense. So in doing that, I had to take some steps and say, okay, well, you know, I do want to be in church every Sunday. I do want to be able to go out and be around other people at times, you know, and if there were times that that wasn't going to happen with him being there, then I had to accept him for who he was, but I couldn't lose who I was. Okay. And it didn't necessarily destroy the marriage, you know, because by the grace of God, we are doing great, right? And we will be celebrating 13 years in December. So I'm excited. But I just had to remember who I am at my core and not let who he is make me play small. And I had some good girlfriends that were like, Jada, you're playing small. This is not who you are. So we all go through it. Again, don't think me being here and taking this time in this space to be like, oh, I got it figured out. No, because there's probably going to be something else that comes up and I will be here to share it with you. Right. But I had friends that knew me and they're like, I understand you're in this situation. I understand you're trying to do this, but don't let yourself be put in a box. Don't let your personality be diminished. Don't play it small. And I had to take heed to that. And I had to make it work for me, for God, for my marriage, and make sure that there was understanding. And so here I am now like, hey, you know, I'll give you a warning. This is what I'm about to go do. You know, and now we're Facebook friends. So hey, sometimes people will come along with you on your journey. And that's the other, show up, be you, know your name, know your calling, keep working towards your purpose. And when you show up, you never know who's watching you that's like, you know what? I needed that. I can see you doing it. So guess what? I can do it too. And we need to do that more. So knowing our name, and I think sometimes going back to the verse, you know, when we are going through stuff so long that we do wake up and we're kind of like, well, who am I? What am I supposed to do? What is my, we get so lost at going back and knowing that he is there again. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. He will always be there when we are ready and we call on him. He's going to be there to be like, hey, baby girl, I got you. Hey, baby girl, let me show you something. Have you ever like been in situations where all of a sudden you're starting to get things up in your social media feeds or commercials might come on or your kid might come home and say something and you're like, what? Wait, what? Did that happen? Am I imagining? If we could sit here, we could try to like justify that happening, but no. Those are God winks, and he's letting you know, I'm still here. I still have you. He is saying, fear not, for I have redeemed you. So one, Jesus has already paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. We already have that. So why are we not walking in our abundance? Why are we not walking in our name? Why are we not walking in our calling? That is on us. He's done that part, right? He has redeemed us, and he has summoned us by name. We are his. So when you have moments, and girl, have your moment. We all have them. Have your moment, sit in it, think on it, change what you need to change, pray for God to help you through it, and then make that change if you need to make that change. But we're going to get up and we're going to keep moving because he has called us, he has summoned us, he has redeemed us, and we have to live in that. So who are you? Who are you? What is your name? And you make sure, as they say, when people say your name, they put some respect on it, okay? Because you are chosen and you have work to do and people are watching you whether you know it or not. And I just want to encourage you that, yes, you can be Mrs., you can be Mama, you can be best friend, you can be Sissy, you can be all of those things. But remember your name. Remember who called you to him. And we are supposed to go out there and call other people and help them to be called to him. Okay. But we're going to keep working this. So whatever step you need to take today, like what do you need to unblock to be like, oh, yep, this is me. This is my personality. These are my traits. Here's some things I don't even like about myself so much, but guess what? I'm willing to be open and I'm willing to tweak it and change it and make it positive What are those things that you need to do? That's what you need to work on this week. Please write me. Keep letting me know if this is helping. Let me know what's one thing that you're going to change so that you can remember your name, that you are not going to sit there and play it small and continue to feel invisible or not heard. Okay? Because no one has time for that. We don't have time for that, sis. So until next week, work on that. Let me know. And thank you, as always, for being here. All right. See you soon. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.